from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is a shout-out Friday, 877-881-1053. If you want to get in on the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorney text line or the YouTube or the Twitch, plenty of ways to get your shout-outs heard today. And also, we will have a Cowboys preseason ticket giveaway in the 11 o'clock hour and the noon o'clock hour.
Wow, I did not know this. This is awesome.
This is late breaking news, Corey.
Awesome.
But you can't win the tickets, I'm sorry.
For the game tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah. So if you want to go to the game tomorrow, you can win tickets today.
Heck yeah.
When? For free.
When are we doing that?
In the 11 and in the 12.
11 and 12.
I'll leave the rest up to you, Corey.
We're giving something away.
All right. Now, let's start with my question about the Cowboys defense. But you know what? Let's hype you up just a little bit. Let's go ahead and go to cut number 7 as I ask if the Cowboys can have a top 5 defense this year.
Parsons is lined up at left tackle. And Jones back to throw. Parsons coming. Parsons got him. Slung him all the way back at the 12. There's number 1 for the Lions.
Because I've seen this thrown out, some people asking if the Cowboys can have a top 10 defense. I think that is certainly achievable. So I wanted to push it a little bit more. Will the Cowboys, not can they, will they have a top 5 defense this year? I can give you...
I feel like I heard Sean say earlier that somebody has the Cowboys in fantasy football as the number 1 overall defense.
Oh!
And in fantasy football, like across the board, they're in the top 5. So like that is what you're seeing now. That's different, obviously, because sure, that does deal with turnovers, sacks, sure, fumbles, and stuff. It doesn't deal with like and points as well, but... What do you define as a top 5 defense? Where do you put that? Is it points? Is that the most important thing for you?
I think you either have to go to points allowed or DVOA, right?
Is that your logarithm that you use?
Yeah, that just feels like the way of
okay.
the world.
All right, DVOA it is then. But I like points.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll go.
You run up and down the field on me all day and don't score? I'm fine.
You don't really care.
We're going to win.
Okay.
We'll win.
I like that. All right. Before I crunch into some of the numbers, go ahead.
You don't care if a team runs up and down the field on you all day?
And doesn't score?
Oh, and doesn't score.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, isn't that what every playoff game ends up being against the Cowboys? Yeah. Is the team dictates the tempo and the flow of the game?
But if you don't score against me, if I'm holding you to nothing, I'm winning.
I want to continue this conversation.
Okay.
Go ahead.
When a team, and it would be tough not to score, but when a team is just like 5, 8, 3, 12, 5, doesn't the defensive coordinator then have to adjust his defense because the front 6 or 7 aren't getting the job done? And then it eventually leads to points because then you have to start bringing safeties up or adding a linebacker into your kind of core defense. Like, is it tough to give up a lot of running yards and then also not give up a lot of points? Or at least points?
I wasn't just saying running the football. I was kind of saying if your offense is going against me and you can't score, then I'm winning because you can't score.
That's the most important
statistic for me when it comes to defense.
I think they can be a top 5 defense. I guess it matters It matters how you're grading the defense.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Because
sometimes they say, we have a top 5 defense. We allow the bottom 5 in yards.
I always thought
bottom 5 in points. Which one is it? Which, you know?
Several years ago, I thought we had a fake number 1 offense because we had the most yards. But we were like 6th or 7th in points. And I'm like, oh, the hell is the difference?
So you'd say it's points allowed?
Yes. I think points is just
significant.
I mean, yeah, no, nobody goes, well, I know we had more points, but we gave up 150 more yards, so I feel like we lost.
Okay.
Yeah. Or like, go back, they don't really think that.
Wasn't that Ravens team that only gave up like 10 points a game and won the Super Bowl? And you're like, yeah, you're not scoring against that team. They don't have to score much, but you're not scoring against them.
So I will say this, to have a top five defense, they have to win a lot of coin flips. And even if they don't, maybe the other team defers. They have to play with the lead. I do understand that now why saying we have to take the ball first, because we saw last year, I know they're 12-5, including the playoff game, 12-6. If they get down by 10 points, it even has to be less than that. But if they get down, they lose, because then the other team, Corey, just gets to kind of run the ball and dictate the tempo, and we can't stop it. And this defense, to be a top five defense, has to have the other team wanting or needing to pass the ball 40 or more times a game. If they get that, then they can be, to me, a top five defense. If a team is like, we are going to keep running it because we believe we can keep dictating the tempo and the flow of the game, then I think that they could maybe do something good with points, because it'll be a shorter game, but we won't really respect the defense as a great defense, because we're like, anytime they need a short yardage situation, they just run the ball for 6 yards on first down, and we're in screwed over position now.
The one thing that you're going to see from the Mike Zimmer defense is a strong commitment to stopping the run, to slowing the run. And that's going to be a big factor for what he wants to do. Last year, Kevin, was it 6 games into the season, Dan Quinn had to tell everybody, look, we can't pass rush this game because y'all aren't stuck. He literally had to tell his players, sorry, guys, I have to take this away from you because you're children and y'all don't know that you have to do this other part too. So, and that's where Mike Zimmer, that's the first thing he teaches. Then you'll add the pass rush to it. But he wants his linebackers to be able to fill gaps. He wants his safeties to be able to line up in that alley too and be able to stop the run. So that's the first thing for him. And Kevin, if that's difficult for teams, for offenses to do against them, and they're in long yardage situations whenever it comes time to pass, this is going to be beneficial to the defense. I think they have very talented players at every level, and they got better. I honestly think they got better and bigger in the middle of their defense.
Okay. Do you get the sense in the last 2 years, and I'll break down the numbers and everything for you guys, do you feel like the last 2 years the Cowboys had a top five defense?
Yeah.
Borderline.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Then you guys are spot on. Now, here's one of the tricky things about DVOA. It's kind of the same thing with war. Certain places have like what they call a proprietary formula for this. And so that's why you see the differences. You know, we've talked about this with Baseball Reference and ESPN.
So like this is like D-War or something for...
kind of, but... So I went on ftnfantasy.com. So that's one spot where you can take a look.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Look at the DVOA. The Cowboys were 7th in 2022 and 4th in 2023. So, like you said, right kind of on the fringes. If you go to Pro Football Reference, 2 years ago they were 5th. And then last year they were 6th. So, again, kind of right in the fringes. Their defense last year, they were 5th in average yards given up and 5th in average points given up. So they're kind of sitting like right there in that number 5
spot. And they force
spot.
A lot of turnovers.
Yes.
A lot of turnovers.
That is absolutely true, and that is a big part of this. And so when I saw an article on The Ringer and they were projecting defensive performances for 2024, they have the Jets at the top, followed by the Browns. So obviously, you're going to see a tough defense right out of the gate, like we've talked about. The Ravens 3, and then the Dallas Cowboys 4. And I guess I am cautiously optimistic that this defense can be better than last year, whether it's hopefully the emergence of Overshown or a more improved Micah, like we talked about yesterday.
The addition of Trayvon Diggs?
Yes, he's back.
I know that sounds weird to say that, but yeah.
You're right. So I think I am cautiously optimistic that the Cowboys will be a top five defense. And so I'm glad to hear that you guys are like, it feels like they've been a borderline top five defense. And so I see it being possible again this year.
And to kind of speed up and ramp up the process, adding Kendricks was an important factor.
Yeah.
Like that's a big deal because now you have a guy that's comfortable in the system, knows what to do on the field, and knows whenever the play is called, how to bend it if he needs to, and how to line guys up if he sees something different. Because there would be some guys that are like, oh, crap, I didn't know I was supposed to do that in that situation, because experience just helps. So, man, I'm really ready to see like the full force of this defense, because I want to see what Micah is capable of doing in all these other areas, especially since he got a little bit lighter. And from what Broaddus was telling us, is able to keep offensive linemen's hands off of him. And if he can really navigate the field better, then Micah could be a beast that we're looking at defensive player of the year. We've been talking about it. Maybe he actually can be there.
Now, one thing that they'll obviously have to be, and I've seen some texts come in about this, they have to clearly be better against the run. Although, I just want to point this out for the record. I know we key in on it because this is our team. Well, for most people listening, you probably love the Cowboys. I love the Cowboys. The Cowboys were not terrible at run stopping last year. They were in the middle. I know it feels like they were terrible because we can remember this game or that game where you're like, what the hell are we doing? But they were actually dead set in the middle. If you can move them into a top 10-ish run-stopping team, then I do think that this defense could be tremendous.
How many of those, I do wonder, Mike, how many of those games last year were blowouts and couldn't be running games anymore?
That's where I'm at. I think this has nothing. This is where when you only play 17 games, these are all fake stats.
Huh.
Because if you're up 21-10 in the third quarter, you're going to be a really good run defense team because they're not going to run anymore.
Yeah, let's look at this real quick. Cowboys Giants 40-0. So I'm going to assume they stopped running the ball at some point. Jets Cowboys 30-10. Cardinals whooped their ass, by the way, so we're going to leave that one out. They ran all over them because they were like, we got to run early.
They had the lead.
Yeah, their quarterback ran.
Dabalina.
Cowboys 38-3 over the Patriots. And then, you know, the list kind of goes on. Rams 43-20. So there were a lot of games where that it sets up well for them. But, Kevin, there were back-breaking moments in games. That's the important factor, is there were back-breaking quarterback runs that you were like,
sure,
how did we not stop?
Yeah,
you came
that
in here.
Bothers
there
me.
Were so many
yeah.
Mondays you came in here and you're just like, I can't believe that they couldn't stop the quarterback from running.
Because you would see the same setup. And I was like, look, if I can see it, you should be able to see it. Like, if I could see it and go, oh, that's got quarterback run written all over it, the people on the sideline or the people on the field should be able to go, hey, just a damn minute. That looks like the quarterback's going to run. Next thing, it's second and one.
But I think, you know, the factor of this is, if you want to slow them down, beat the crap out of them, man. Be one of those physically demanding teams that really, like, at the end of the game, you're like, I don't want to play them again. Think about the Niners. Nobody wants to play them after they played them that week.
Sure.
Like, I don't even want to play the next team this week because they beat our ass so much. So that's another thing that I hope Zimmer and his hard-nosed football mentality, that bleeds into it as well. They were a very skilled team last year. Lots of guys that could do lots of very good things that gave the ball back to the offense. I want them to be a physical team that wears down an opponent. And that's, Kevin, that's where I think you'll rise up in some of these rushing statistics, where you'll go from middle of the pack to probably even top 10 there as well.
And if you can do that, then obviously there will be a lot of optimism for the season. And I get this, for the record, from the 469. I like the Cowboys, but I can't love them after heartbreak and heartbreak and heartbreak. I get that. I do still love the Cowboys. But look, we've talked about this before.
Still love the Rangers.
Yeah, I have no question about, well, they did just win the World Series.
Yeah, but how many heartbreaks did I have before that? Kevin, do you remember 2011?
Yes. Yes, Corey, I remember.
Game 6?
Yes. No, you don't need to elaborate anymore. I am familiar with what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It is also a shout-out Friday from the 817. Shout-out to my daughter, Eleanor, who is 8 months old today, hanging out with her today since she has had foot-hand-mouth disease and has to stay home from daycare.
Son of a gun, that stinks.
Yes, it does. I just got off at 4 o'clock this morning from the third shift, so pray for me. I'm going to be tired until mom gets home.
Your foot and your hand are both sick, and your mouth.
Okay.
That's a beating, dude.
I also before I had a kid, I did not really understand that that was like a real serious disease.
Who comes up
disease.
With the names for these
yeah,
things?
Yeah, it felt lazy. But when I heard that, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Did you put your foot in your mouth and you got sick? And then I would read about it and I was like, oh, this is actually problematic, especially for kids. But yes. Before, you know, Brandon was born, look, I don't remember what happened when I was a baby. And so I had no idea that this was like a real, like actual serious disease.
Yeah. Hope everything works out for your kid's foot and hand and their mouth.
Okay. See, I feel like.
Is it both hands or both feet or just one?
Just one. That's why it's singular.
Is it the opposite foot from the opposite hand?
Hold on. So you think the other option could be feet, hands, and mouth disease?
Yes.
Okay.
Mike knows literature.
He's married to a doctor. Yep. That's a good point.
He knows words.
From the 817, shout out to my son, Jonathan Rodriguez. He's a freshman at Lake Ridge High School in Mansfield. Was just moved up to varsity permanently for cross country.
Nice.
Woo! As a freshman.
Congratulations.
Impressive, impressive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.